Glad to be with you this morning. Grace to you and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. I was just wondering actually what message to bring you this morning, because this is the beginning of the event of our Lord Jesus Christ. And after much thought, I thought maybe there's a need for the seventh commandment to be preached. So here it is, the seventh commandment. There's this old Catholic priest who got sick of all the people in his parish or congregation, we call it, who kept confessing in the confession room, you know, about their adultery. Finally, one Sunday, in the pulpit, he said, if I hear one more person confess, you know, to adultery, I will quit. Well, everyone liked the priest, you know, and don't want him to leave. So they came up with a code word, a special code. Instead of saying, you know, I have committed adultery, they would say, something like, I have fallen. I have fallen.
Now,
this seemed to satisfy the old priest, and things went quite well until the priest died at a ripe old age. Then a new priest came to take over the ministry. About a week after the new priest arrived, he visited the mayor of the town and seemed very concerned. The new priest said, you have to do something about the sidewalk, you know, in town. When people, it seems, when people come into the confession room, they keep talking about having fallen. The mayor, who happens to be a member of the church, started to laugh, realizing that no one had told the new priest about the code word. Before the mayor could explain, the priest shook an accusing finger, you know, at the mayor and said, I don't know what you're laughing about. Your wife fell three times this week. Well, this is not funny at all. Well, the joke is funny. Let's all laugh at it. But in fact, there's nothing humorous about adultery. Jesus thought it serious enough that he addressed the issue in his Sermon on the Mount. Right? And in this passage, Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 to 30. Let us now all turn to that passage. The book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, reading from verse 27 to 30.
事管婴儿必须要由一对合法注册结合的夫妻申请。
Matthew 5, 27. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. The commandment being discussed here is one of Moses' 10 commandments recorded in Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. You shall not commit adultery. Keeping the seventh commandment is threefold in manner. In context, Jesus referred to the religious leaders' physical observance of the seventh commandment. Then our law radically points to the mental aspect of observing it, and by extension in learning from the history of God's people in the Old Testament. We want to avoid the spiritual aspect of it as well. So this morning, I have 3 points for you. First, you shall not commit physical adultery. Secondly, you shall not commit mental adultery. And thirdly, by extension, you shall not commit spiritual adultery.
非常关注嘅。
Firstly, you shall not commit physical adultery.
喺美国有唔少嘅州郡嘅法例系容许代母生仔呢个商业性活动。
Not married.
例如加州就系一个最宽松嘅州郡。嚴格啲嚟講，加州係冇法律，即係話咧，一冇法律係監管呢樣嘢。咁所以任何一個成年嘅男性或者女性
都要按照seriousness of this commandment。
嚴謹嘅州郡係喺紐約州。
All of us humans to fall into is temptation。
法例規定任何形式僱用代母都係屬於違法。
Before we move on, let's first define
代母嘅出現
adultery。
好可能因為
adultery。Adultery is sexual intercourse of a man with a married woman other than his own spouse. According to the Gage, Canadian Dictionary, adultery is sexual unfaithfulness of a husband or wife. A young boy came home from church one day. The Ten Commandments were the discussion in Sunday school. And he asked his daddy,What does it mean when the Bible says thou shalt not commit agriculture? Obviously, the boy confused the word adultery with the word agriculture. But his daddy quick as a flash answer, son, that means that you are not supposed to plow on somebody else's field.
You know,
interestingly, there's a good definition of what adultery is.So be careful, don't go out plowing somebody else's field. Adultery is a sin against your spouse to whom you covenanted or promised on your wedding day to be faithful and committed. Adultery is a sin against your children whose home you ruin and whose family you torn apart.It's not just a sin against your spouse or your children. It's also a sin against God. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 9, Joseph was in Potiphar's house and Potiphar's wife was seducing him. And he said, Joseph said, how then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?So adultery is actually a sin against God as well. In God's design, the family is the base unit from which the whole community is formed. Remember that the Ten Commandments, the first four commandments, the first four was designed to govern our relationship with God, and the remaining six is to govern our relationship with one another.
In the community, adultery ruins
that relationship.
In
fact, adultery breaks other commands as well. For example, adultery is stealing. It steals the love from another. It is taking love that does not belong to you. It steals someone's wife away. Adultery destroys trust and jeopardizes the family. Adultery is a living lie. It is done without the knowledge of the spouse. Adultery is coveting someone who does not belong to you. Adultery is the supreme example of selfishness. I need this for me. My wife does not meet my needs and so on.
對孩子嘅自己嘅出生嘅權利帶嚟好大好大嘅爭議性，呢個道德上非常之唔應該。
We living in modern times,
當人工受孕越嚟越商業化嘅時候，產生嘅有更加多嘅倫理嘅問題。
Because we are regularly,
不過人如果可以自由買賣精子、自由買賣卵子嘅話，即係人可以隨意咁對生命作出配對。大家都知道，
For example, in TV shows like,
有啲好。明明好健康嘅女性，因为过于热衷事业，佢唔愿意因为怀孕而到令佢嘅工作受到阻碍，去用租用其他人嘅母腹嚟到生产。所以大家亦都唔可以接受，甚至有啲系揾佢嘅自己妈妈代替自己产子。
Maybe the filmmakers are sensationalizing this aspect,
带嚟社会上
嘅不安。As they claim that it truly reflects what is going on in society today.
The
sad statistics are that almost 6 out of every 10 marriages in America will experience adultery. Be forewarned, adultery kills. Have you encountered this sign when you drive along some roads or some part of the freeways that caution you about deer's crossing?
Deer's
crossing. Have you ever wondered why it only mentions deer? Now, I believe other animals also cross the road. Why not use animals but deer?
I came across this illustration.
This may explain why. According to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, there are over 17,000 deer killed on the highways every year. And they are usually killed in the month of November. Now why are most of them killed in November?
Because
that is when they are obsessed with reproductive activities. They chase whatever deer is out there. Now nobody is married in the deer kingdom, I suppose, but we are not in the deer kingdom. If that type of thing becomes your obsession, your life is in danger, and not just in November. Adultery is dangerous. The next time you drive along and on the highway and you happen to see a dead deer lying along the road, think about the high price of adulterous obsession. The seventh commandment is also a protecting barrier, a fence protecting us from things that would destroy us. Cowboys and bull riders often endanger their lives in their performances. One day there was this bull rider. He was hanging on a bull's back. And the bulls were jostling and jumping around. The bull lost his footing and turned over and landed upside down on the cowboy.
Cowboy,
could hear his bones breaking. But he managed to get up. But then he realized that the far end there was another bull beginning his charge at him. With all his might, you know, and strength, and despite the pain, he ran towards the fence and managed to jump over it.
You can
imagine how thankful he would be for that fence. Wouldn't you think so? That fence is not there to take away his freedom. That fence is there to protect it. That fence became a barricade separating him from the big bad bull, which in turn is on his destruction and death. In the same way, the seventh commandment, or all the ten commandments,
is a protecting barrier,
a fence protecting us from the thing that would destroy our relationship with our spouse.
You shall not commit physical adultery. That's our first point. Obey him. The second point,
you shall not commit mental adultery.
Adultery
is more than just a physical plowing of someone else's field. Adultery also includes thinking about or anticipating the act of plowing. Jesus made this very clear in Matthew 5:27-28. You have heard that it was said, "Do not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at the woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If you admire something long enough, you will soon want it. And if you want something long enough and bad enough, you will probably find a way to get it. We need to be careful because sin starts in the mind. Sin begins in looking and thinking about that which is forbidden. The mind is the incubator.
There is a place
or an environment that promotes the growth or development of something, like, you know, the one used for hatching chicks. The mind is the incubator. So what you put into your mind is exactly what you will get out of your mind. If you think about pure things, you are going to get pure things out. If you think adulterous thoughts, long enough, you will eventually have an affair.
作为基督徒最关心的,
you get out of it exactly what you put into it. If you think about pure things, you will be pure. If you will get out what you put in.
上帝, 掌管对,
Jimmy Carter was interviewed by Playboy magazine. And the interview was published in the November issue, 1976. Now I must emphasize at this point that I did not ever read any of those magazines.
I'm
merely just quoting from this illustration.
Well,
that interview almost cost Carter the presidential election. And still today, Playboy magazine trumpets that interview as one of its most sensational ever.
In it, Jimmy Carter said this,
I have looked on a lot of women with lust. I have committed adultery in my heart many times. This is something that God recognizes.
经文这么说,今天明天我们要往某城里去,在那里住一年,作买卖得利,
now, do not know under what context that Carter made his confession. But at the least, it points to the fact that we are all
humans.
The first look at a person of the opposite sex, I believe, does not constitute adultery. But if we allow this look to further lead us into imagining and planning, that will certainly be a case of adultery down the road. A good example is that of King David, who happened to look at Bathsheba, you know, taking a bath. One look led him to ask his messenger to find out more about her, and then eventually to get her, you know, to the palace and on the bed. Jesus wants us to stop this process at its source and as quickly as possible. In verses 29 to 30, he says, if your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your whole body than for your whole body to throw to hell. And if your right eye causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
Can
you imagine what would happen to all of us if we obey or are forced to obey this commandment?
第一样,
literally,
I guess
there will be many here who will be blind and maimed in many ways.
You
smile at me, but I'm sure, right?
If
the first look constitutes adultery,
就好像无神论者一样, 我们的内心仍然要我们仍然以为生命和我们的际遇是掌握在神的里面。
To show us how radically we are to treat sin.
我们对我们的家庭, 我们对我们的生活, 我们对我们的工作, 甚至我们的教会, 没错,我们有收场神物的计划,
He's asking us to take some radical initiative. He's calling for a radical amputation. So for example, if someone struggles with pornography, online or on paper or whatever, how's committing mental adultery by lasting? What would be his radical amputation?
Okay.
I can think of a few ways, like perhaps you can get a filter
from
the internet,
you know?
Or you can find an accountability partner. Or better still, get rid of the internet. Get rid of the entire computer. That is radical.
Right. 自作主张的人是不认识人生的无常。 所以十四节经文就说,其实你们都不知道明天是怎样,你的生命究竟是怎样,原来你只是一边的云雾,出现没多久,就不见了。
If someone is in a relationship that they know is
听日你哋可能已经，我哋已经唔能够生存喺呢个世界上，就好似云雾咁，系非常之短暂。人嘅生命非常之短暂，人生
嘅短暂非常之短暂。I think of like perhaps you can
severe all ties with that person.
Or perhaps better still, go and confess your sin.
所以当我哋咧好好咁去使用今日。因为今日系神赐俾我哋嘅礼物，正如箴言书二十七章一节咁样话：不要为明日自夸，因为一日所生何事，你尚且不能知道。
But that is a radical initiative that you can take.
话我哋虽然唔知边系点，但系唔系代表啊，我哋唔系为自己将来计划。阿
哥
嘅真正意思系提醒我哋，生命嘅主权。并唔系喺我哋嘅手里边，我哋连听日生唔生存都唔知嘅时间，
you know,
我哋又点有把握将自己所定下落嚟嘅计划一定实现好咧？
喺
呢计划里边系由神带领我哋跟随佢，咁嘅计划自有机会实现，因为呢个计划
系
属于上帝。我哋只系循住意思嚟到去跟随，唔认识神嘅人，当佢哋计划人生嘅时间，我哋相信佢哋会徒然无功。因为佢哋唔理解人生无常呢个嘅道理，所以自我主张嘅人嘅第二点系唔认识人生嘅无常。我哋跟住睇第三。
And on several occasions, you know, he would keep those TV in his co-pilot's room.
只要主愿意，我哋可以活着，亦都去做呢样事情。
Did people look at him funny or accuse him of stealing the TV?
我哋明白，无论做咩嘅事情，
did he keep him from sinning?
无伤大雅到生死有关嘅事情，决定权都唔喺自己手里边，系喺上帝嘅手里边。神掌管我哋生命嘅生活嘅大事，生命并唔系操纵喺我哋自己手里边。活着就系神嘅恩典，所以我哋应该抓住每一刻活着嘅时间，珍惜使用。保罗咧，当佢向以弗所教会嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到宣讲嘅时候咧，佢曾经咁样讲过，喺以弗所书咧五章十六节咁样话：要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。换句话讲，作为基督徒，一定要以神为我哋嘅生活嗰个嘅指标。我哋唔能够视作主张，我哋好热切咁，我哋系需要上帝，我哋需要神。
让
呢
段
经文让我哋睇到啊，
基督徒嘅第三点嘅特色
系唔承认人。
In Ezekiel 16:15-59, there is a graphic description of Israel's spiritual adultery.
现在我们竟然口出狂言，
worshipping other idols in the temple of God. In the book of Hosea, God shows the people of their idolatry by calling Hosea into marrying Gomer, an adulteress. God, the husband who remains faithful, is calling for his adulterous wife to return. In the New Testament, Christ is depicted as the groom.And the church.
如果我哋以为可以凭自己嘅能力而夸口，正如经文所讲嘅，我哋只系一个愚蠢到极嘅上帝之话。
Have we committed?
以为做乜嘢都系靠自己就可以得生应手、随心所欲嘅？呢啲系自作主张嘅人，佢哋唔知道自己之中嗰个受造之物。我哋唔能够取代神嘅位置。我哋唔能够自以为是，自以为可以主宰一切，自以为可以操纵万事。
And your passion to serve him?
呢啲人点能够去顺服神？
Have they taken the place of God in your life?
呢啲人所行嘅经文里边记载嘅就系。
Are you obsessed by those things that you neglect?
所以主
要
第四个特色嘅人就系会张狂夸口，唔顺服神。
Remember,
第五个特色就即系佢话，所以人只得行善，而唔肯去行嘅话，呢啲就系呢个人嘅罪。行善系人喺神面前应该有做嘅本分。人如果知道行善，但系又唔肯去行，呢啲喺神嘅面前冇尽到人应该有嘅本分嘅时候，就系神面前有所亏欠，呢啲系罪行。凡系认识神自己嘅旨意而唔去遵行嘅，就系犯咗极大嘅罪恶，因为佢违背咗神嘅旨意，冇去完成神所俾佢哋嘅教导。呢啲系一个罪行。呢啲系自作主张嘅人嘅第五个嘅特色，知而不行。
You shall not commit adultery
physically,
mentally, and spiritually。
主耶稣讲过一个咧无知财主嘅故事。
Finally, just some lingering questions on this topic。
佢好有计划噶， 建立咗一個咩啊？改建咗一個好大嘅倉庫，去收藏佢啲財產，收藏佢啲田地嘅糧產。佢以為靠呢啲嘅財物就可以豐豐富富咁生活落去。
點知當天晚上，
神就話俾佢知道。
Second question: Can adultery be forgiven?
路加福音十二章二十到二十一節。
If the adulterer confesses and repents from his or her sin, however, the consequence of adultery has to be borne. Should someone forgive his or her spouse of adultery?
Now
we have the opportunity here to mirror in our own relationship that same quality of faithfulness with which God relates to us. Should someone forgive? The biblical answer is
后会了事,
yes.
这位的美国人,
if you are able,
大家不知道,
if we are able to imitate God's
但如果是美国人的话,
faithfulness,
大家都知道他是一个家庭,
but it's going to be hard.
他曾经是美国,
humanly speaking,
最有钱的人, 他投资什么行业都非常成功,
in the first place,
他拥有很多,
if we obey the Seven Commandments, there will be no need for that.
赌城拉斯维加斯, 可以说, 是由这位侯活晓士先生一手打造出来，他都拥有很多不同的矿，大大小小的矿场，不同的房地产，甚至他自己拥有飞机公司。
Father God,
他都是荷里活的大制片家，拍了很多部非常卖座的电影。当侯活晓士事业非常成功的时间，
他突然隱居起來，他將自己圈了在用財富建設起上來的隱蔽世界裏面，因為他害怕受到細菌的感染，而為了減少細菌的感染，其中一個例子就是凡是用手電的東西，他都會用消毒藥水的手，每一次消毒的時間可以是長達 Lord, as even as you stand before you here, Lord,
如果是沒有消毒藥水的話，他就要用十幾層紙巾包著自己的手，然後去點點。
So often, Lord, that we have committed,
Lord,
there are things. Sometimes, Lord, we know that we are not careful, Lord.
過了十幾年很孤單的寂寞的日子，最後就大約在七十一歲的時候，
to replace you, Lord.
他死的时间仍然都是非常富有，仍然都是全美国最有钱的人，但当人去到他的豪华大厅，直入到他的豪华套房，再揭开他的衣柜里面的时间，发觉的衣柜只有一件的旧浴袍，几件睡衣，一顶帽和几条裤，因为所有名贵的衣物 都因为他怀疑那里是有细菌，让他的心灵是这么空虚，因为他为明天忧虑，完全没有安全感，他的生命自己去自作主张。 人可以为我们自己的生命定落了很多很多的计划，但是我们没办法掌握自己生命的主权。雅各告诉我们，为自己生命安排的计划原则是有的，不是叫我们没有计划的，就是刚才读的经文里面这段经文，大家必须要常常记住，你们只当说什么，主若愿意，我们就可以活着， 也可以做这事或做那事，这个原则很简单，只有我们要将我们生命主权交给上帝，人就能够做得到。没有将生命主权交给神的人，他们安排人生的计划的原则，就是刚才雅各书四章十三到十七节那类的特点，让我很快地作一个简单的总结，就是自作主张的人 究竟有什么特点，让我们从中去学习，不要去跟随他们。自作主张的人生，第一点，他们不依靠神的计划，相反我们就依靠神的计划。第二点，不认识人生的无常，反过来作为基督徒，我们就需要认识人生是无常。 第三点，他们不承认人需要神，我们就要承认人需要神。第四点，一些自作主张、自把自为，他们就会口出狂言，不顺服神。相反的，我们就要谦卑下来，完全顺服神。第五点，自作主张的人就会是知而不行，甚至远离神。那我们作为基督徒，作为神的子民，就要知而后行，亲近神。十年前香港禽流感非常流行的时间，我知道有些朋友即使住在温哥华，他们仍然一样不敢吃鸡。即使温哥华根本就没有活鸡供应的，即没有生鸡供应的，他们仍然以为吃些冰鲜鸡都会有机会染上禽流感。年几前南北韩因为军事演习在当地发生了流血冲突的事件，有些人竟然连 Burnaby 和 Coquitlam 交界的 North Road 都说不敢去，因为那里有大量的韩国人的铺头，他们怕那里的韩国人会有冲突，会殃及池鱼。其实北韩人都没什么机会移民外国，怎会有机会在国外和南韩人有冲突呢？我可以欢一首的诗歌，我知谁掌管明天，相信大家都会听过。副歌的歌词特别值得和大家分享的，歌词这样说，有许多未来的事情我现在不能识透，但我知谁掌管明天，我也知谁牵我手。不知道这个是不是在座你每位弟兄姊妹的心声？亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意上帝牵着你的手走这条充满了酸甜苦辣的人生路？大家是不是已经将我们的生命的主权交给我们天父上帝呢？我知谁掌管明天， I know who holds tomorrow。 这首的圣诗的曲和词都是由一位二十世纪非常著名的福音诗歌作家史丹菲先生所作，他一生写了大约600首的圣诗。史丹菲先生他是1914年2月14号出生在美国的新墨西哥州，下一年就是他100岁的生辰，下一年的情人节应该说。他年纪很小就已经很有音乐的恩赐，小小个就跟父母一起在神召会信主和成长。他一向非常热心教会的圣乐事工，17岁的时间，他已经开始写圣诗，还随同不同的报道家巡回报道，他就专门负责圣乐事工。跟着他接受了神乐训练之后，他就亲自讲道。他除了在自己教会会有牧会之外，他是一个歌唱报道家，他的足迹遍及美国全国，同埋唔好忘记1930几年嘅时间，佢已经去咗全世界40几个国家。一位蒙恩得救又非常有恩赐嘅基督徒，神又大大使用佢嘅恩赐，但系亦都唔能够确保佢人生嘅道路系平坦冇障碍。史丹菲先生仍然都会面临人生嘅残酷嘅经历，同埋人生有嘅苦难。史丹菲先生佢嘅婚姻出现咗问题。他的太太移情别恋，带走他们的独生子，他和第三者远走高飞，二人最后离婚收场。但是史丹菲先生并没有将离婚的原因告诉其他人知道，结果他就被人指指点点，以为离婚的原因是他太太受不住史丹菲某些的恶习。他虽然无辜受害，但是他选择不为自己来到身边，原因是他希望挽回这个婚姻。他主动接触离了婚的妻子，再三的来到去宽恕他，希望跟他和好，并且希望能够跟他再续结婚的盟约。但是前妻不单止不回转，还变本加厉，先后跟不同的男人发生不伦的关系。在这时间事情才是让更加多人知道，大家才明白他妻子的为人。史丹菲先生他的声明终于被挽回，但是他离了婚的身份仍然有人认为他不配为神工作。史丹菲保持独身很多年，直到大约40岁的时间， 佢搬咗去更加保守嘅德萨斯州居住，一面牧会，一面喺音乐学校嚟到教音乐。佢本嚟同当地德萨斯州一间教会嘅年青爱主嘅一个姊妹拍拖，但系佢知道自己身为传道人嘅身份，佢唔能够再婚，所以佢只能够离开佢嘅女朋友，去专心音乐事工。但系佢非常非常想念呢位嘅姊妹，好多次佢想放弃作为传道人侍奉嘅身份，然后可以同呢位姊妹结婚。虽然佢嘅前妻呢啲不忠嘅行为，当时已经系人都知啦，大家都非常同情史丹飞，亦都非常谅解史丹飞先生，但系史丹飞自己仍然都无法放开自己嘅怀抱。有一日，当佢揸车途中嘅时间，佢嘅内心充满咗好多嘅挣扎，佢为自己嘅不幸嚟到去悲哀，深深陷落咗一个好沮丧同埋绝望嘅里边。口里边轻轻嘅就哼起一啲嘅曲调出嚟。佢本来想用一啲嘅音符嚟到慨叹自己嘅人生，但忽然喺呢个时间，佢觉得神一直同佢同在，一直同佢同行。佢坦白咁将自己嘅心意同埋需要放喺神嘅面前。佢虽然仍然都感觉到自己呢个切身嘅痛苦拎唔走噶啦，不过而家咧，佢完全得到释放。当佢翻到屋企嘅时候咧，佢喺钢琴上咧就弹出刚才佢喺车里边所哼嗰啲嘅曲调。佢亦都将当时嘅感觉化成歌词。大家都知道我所讲嘅就系佢呢一首《我知谁掌管明天》呢一首歌。就是这样出到来，跟着之后他仍然都继续单身侍奉神，不过他现在再没有自怨自艾，他明白神一定有最美好的计划让他在前面来到跨过，他只要跟随神的旨意来行，他就知道神一定会有最好的给他，因为他知道谁掌管明天。不知道大家听到这段时间有没有关心史丹飞先生他的终身大事呢？历史告诉我们知道，当我知谁掌管明天这首歌面世几个月之后，史丹飞先生他的前妻忽然因为车祸丧生。根据圣经的教导，隔了没多久，史丹飞先生终于可以同他所爱的姊妹一同建立新的家庭，过住美满嘅婚姻嘅生活。大家知唔知道谁掌管明天？知道嘅就应该知道放手。当我哋肯放手嘅时候，好特别噶。放手就点啊？可以俾人牵住手咯。你试下唔放手，你唔放手点俾人牵住只手？掹衫未啊？掹衫未？让一齐。低头祷告，爱我哋天父上帝，让我哋都愿意俾上帝牵住你嘅手，一齐行呢条充满咗酸甜苦辣嘅人生。